As I walk into Glenn's restaurant at Newburyport, I can sense the air heavy with the rich aroma of seafood and the clinking of cutlery against china. Not long after the drums let off a deafening crackle, the buzz of quiet talk gives way to the jazz band.
Well, it's Patrick Gallagher, and my nickname's always been Hat Rack. People told me to use your head for something other than a hat rack. And, you know, I guess you can tell what happened because they still call me Hat Rack. I've always worked with my hands. I'm a custom stair builder and cabinet maker, and I play blues and jazz and love to sing.
Hatrick's first love was the trumpet, but he's been playing the harmonica for over 50 years. Now 61 years old, this harmonica lover makes a living as a carpenter by day and courts his first love by night. He says that his day job puts bread on the table and a roof over his head. He believes that you cannot play jazz in a vacuum. You need inspiration from the real world in order to feel the music. In this respect, he is much like his uncle, who was a trumpet player in the 1930s in the swing era.
His name was Edward Candiotto. He was Italian, and they called him the Candy Man, Mr. Candy. And boy, he played a sweet horn. And he was my inspiration when I was a little kid. He was a union musician, you know. Kept his day job in the bronze factory in western Pennsylvania, just north of Pittsburgh. And that's what lit me up, I guess.
Schools back in the 50s did not encourage students to explore unconventional instruments like the harmonica. But radio exposed young people to newer forms of music, shaping the rock and roll revolution a few years later.
Talking the 50s now, in the early 60s, and the bands were so square. They played nothing that I ever heard on the radio. There's an occasional something from the South Pacific or one of the musicals, My Fair Lady or something, you know. Not even any of the, nothing Stephen Sondheim wrote or nothing really hip. And it was kind of discouraging. Rock and roll was coming along and folk music, the Hootenannies and, you know, Bob Dylan and Pete Seeger and all that kind of stuff. And none of which had any connection to what was going on with the school bands. And I bought myself a harmonica, and I heard a lot more harmonica that I could imitate than trumpet. The folk revival was going on. I didn't hear so much of the blues, but the folk stuff I did, and I played in that style. Like, it sounded like Bob Dylan playing the harmonica, you know? And then I went to see Paul Butterfield in like 1965, somewhere in Back Bay Theater or something. And boy, that was music I'd never heard before, because he was a real exponent of the Chicago blues sound. He was the band that backed up Bob Dylan when they played electrically at the Newport Folk Festival and caused such a ruckus. And that harmonica sounded like Coleman Hawkins saxophone or something, and I was bound and determined to learn how to do that.
With the evolution of jazz, the harmonica witnessed a change in names too. Each musician seems to have a personal favorite name for the harmonica.
Larry Adler always said mouth organ. He really played the thing like an organ or an accordion. Larry played a lot of chords, all kinds of what they call tongue blocking. He could get all kinds of chord solos, and the thing actually sounded like an organ or an accordion or something. I don't like the name harp. Like, who's playing harp in the band? You know, they call it blues harp. That one I kind of left in the past.
The harmonica came into being in the early 1800s, and it seems like it is here to stay.
I hear it all over. It's all over country music. It's showing up a lot in, you know, modern rock and roll. And, you know, you hear it, you don't necessarily hear it played that well in modern rock and roll music, but they use it for effect. And I hear it more and more in jazz. there's a lot of jazz harmonica players now, and if you put a jazz station on, you won't go six or eight songs without hearing one with a chromatic harmonica in it.
For WTBU, I'm Anne-Marie Singh in Newburyport.